Hey guys, it's Ariana Waller back with another episode of Women in Tech. And for this episode, guys, I kind of just want to talk about a little bit about me. I just kind of feel like if you guys are listening to my podcast, you know, the least I can do is tell you about myself. So yeah, guys, I'm originally born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. My parents, my grandparents, everyone is from Atlanta, Georgia. And then later I attended Tuskegee University in Tuskegee, Alabama. And shout out to my Tuskegee family and my HBCU family. For those of you who don't know, HBCU stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. And those institutions were founded during a time where African Americans could not attend white institutions in America. Not until like the mid-1950s, during the Brown versus Board of Education case, which overturned all those things, and desegregated the school system. But anyway, I attended Tuskegee University, where our founder is also Booker T. Washington. and yeah, Tuskegee was just an awesome experience. There, I majored in electrical engineering. Because of Tuskegee, I was able to successfully complete 3 engineering internships that just completely changed my life and gave me so much exposure. There's just so many like opportunities at that university. It's ridiculous. Like, I remember like I would be in the engineering building and one time like NASA was like, some representatives from NASA were there to like do like a resume editing workshop with us, and like people from like Ford Motor Company, Exxon Mobil, like Procter & Gamble, you know, Lockheed Martin. I mean, just so many different companies would be on our campus every single week, whether they were recruiting or just kind of doing some marketing, just sharing their experiences as engineers working for these different companies. So Tuskegee, like, totally prepared me. I know, like, before the end of my junior year, I had already successfully completed 3 engineering internships. So I, like, worked for Honda Manufacturing. I worked there for 5 months as an electrical engineering intern in their weld department. That was such a dope experience. So like, basically the weld department is where like the form and like the actual body of the car, like the frame, is actually put together, right? So it's super cool to see like these super thin, like aluminum thin sheets being turned and stamped into like the left and side and rear and front end of cars. Like, it was just an amazing experience. And then my second internship was with Exelon Nuclear. So I was the first HBCU student actually to intern with that company in Byron, Illinois. So I worked for a nuclear power plant, and it was just so awesome. Like, I got to see like the nuclear reactor and go into like the containment center, and you know, just, it was just such a phenomenal experience. And work with their like condenser system. I mean, it was just so awesome. And then also, like, during my internship at Exelon Nuclear for the nuclear power plant, I even got to travel to Chicago really often for like corporate events and like conferences. It was just so awesome. And then my last engineering internship was with General Electric Aviation, where I, it was a super dope experience. And I interned actually here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is where I live now. So yeah, at Tuskegee, there were just so many experiences. I mean, I just can't tell you how many different times Tuskegee paid for me to go to a conference, whether it was in Washington, D.C. or Boston, or, you know, in Florida, in different parts of Alabama, Georgia, Atlanta. I mean, there's just so many different opportunities at the university. So if you're looking for a good engineering school, also, some quick facts about Tuskegee. Tuskegee produces the most African Americans in the United States with engineering, with PhDs in engineering. And also, I think like our male to female ratio in our college engineering is just phenomenal. Like, I think it's like 49%. I'm pretty positive it's like between like 49, 48% female, and the other percent is like male, which is basically unheard of at institutions here in the United States. So that's a pretty big deal. We pride ourselves on that. We have a very great program. So yeah, I went to Tuskegee University, and there I met the love of my life, my husband Omar Waller, who was also an electrical engineering major. He graduated from Tuskegee in 2016, and I did not graduate from Tuskegee, but I still rep it hard, and it's my hometown. shout out to Mother Tuskegee. But so my husband graduated in 2016, and then we moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan, because obviously we got married, and I wasn't about to like stay in Tuskegee when my man was halfway across the country. So I followed him here in Grand Rapids, which is where we live now. And he is working for a company, and he is currently getting his master's degree paid for. So like, hey, can't complain. Get your check and get your degree, okay? Your second one. So he getting 2 degrees, one for me, one for him. But so when we moved here to Grand Rapids in 2016, I transferred to an institution that I'm not going to say their name because I just didn't have a good experience there as a woman and as a woman of color. It wasn't a good experience. I definitely can say like culture was just totally different, right? Going from like the Tuskegee University to like the specific institution that I was out here, it was just completely different. And there were some experiences that I had on that campus that I just felt like were just unjust and weren't fair, as a woman of color. So I stopped going to that institution, and for multiple reasons. Like, I mean, obviously there were challenges and stuff that I go through, but I just didn't give up, guys. But like, I like also like heard this voice. And when I say this voice, I mean God, like literally telling me, hey, there's something else for you that you need to do. And I'm just like, okay, well, whatever, God, whatever you want me to do, whatever. Cause school obviously isn't working out for me right now. I moved to Grand Rapids in 2017 is when was my last semester in college, period. And so that summer I heard about a program called Grand Circus, which was a coding bootcamp. And for my techies who are listening to this podcast, you know what a coding bootcamp is. But for my non-techies, you probably don't. And so a coding bootcamp basically is a program where for a certain amount of weeks or even months, you are in this rigorous program where you are learning how to code every single day. So for my program, it was a 12-week program. And it was basically, I would say it was like 60 hours a week. Like it was 40 hours of actual being in the class, but homework took like a minimum of 10 hours. And then I would go the extra mile and add an extra like 2 hours per day. Not even including hours I would do on the weekend just to understand and just to study and do the work. So it was basically 60 plus hours a week for 12 weeks. And it was a very super intense, phenomenal program. So Grand Circus is just so amazing. Grand Circus was originally founded in Detroit, Michigan, actually. And then they have like a second cohort here in Grand Rapids, which is the one that I attended. And it was just a phenomenal experience. Shout out to Kelsey Purdue. Shout out to John. Shout out to Tommy. Those are some of my folks at Grand Circus here in Grand Rapids campus who just really looked out for me and just helped me and just were just an awesome support. There's just nothing, you know, better than having a strong community. And they just were very encouraging to me throughout that process. So that coding bootcamp, guys, just totally, like, if you want to learn how to code, right, whether you're an artist or I don't care if you work for the city trash department or if you been a developer for 15 years, coding boot camps are awesome, and they're definitely going to disrupt the typical, you know, computer science bachelor's degree industry. I would definitely say if you're interested in learning how to code, coding boot camps are awesome, or udemy.com is a super dope website. That's how I typically like to learn like new coding languages and stuff like that, just to keep ahead, because, you know, software developer programs, I mean, they're changing all the time, right? And these institutions can't keep up as fast as like a coding bootcamp can, or like udemy.com, where you can learn from someone online. So just a quick plug. But yes, I did that program. That was awesome. And then at the end of the program, they have like this demo day where you can demo your project. And so my team, I was on a team of, how many of us was it? It was 3 girls and 1 guy. And then one of our teammates ended up, like, dropping out on us on the last week, 3 days before the the demo day, guys. So remember, it's a 12-week program. So every day, learning something new, all this type of stuff. But for the last 2 weeks, they allow you to build a project from scratch. So I was in a back-end boot camp. So for my non-techies, back-end is like the code, like the hard stuff. So like that's the code that's making all the functionality working, the stuff that you can't see. So the cute part or the sexy part is like what we call it, is like the front end. So like that's like HTML, CSS, the design, the colors, the animations, all that good stuff. But we were back-end developers. And I remember, like it was yesterday, it was the last week of the competition. I mean, the last week of the camp. It was 3 days before, and we had to have our MVP, minimal viable product, done. So basically, like, bare bones structure of the project. We had to have it done by that Tuesday. Demo day was on Friday. And our partner, one of our teammates, completely bailed on us, like, dropped out. And, that person in particular had a very important part of the project. And so here's another thing I learned, guys, is like when you're working on a project, specifically like a coding developer project, make sure that you understand every function and every part of the project, because if someone leaves, you're going to have to pick up their downfall. That person left and they took a very core part of the code with them. And we had to literally code everything that we did in a week and a half in less than 24 hours, because we had to present it the next day, guys. We had to present it to the next day to Kelsey Perdue, who was the program coordinator for the bootcamp that I did. And yeah, it was crazy, but we did it and we got it done. And we did a good job. So I guess I could talk a little bit about the project I did. So basically, like, we built this website called lootwave.com. I don't even know if the domain works right now, because it was like almost 2 years ago when we developed this. But basically, it was a website kind of like Spotify, but really it helped. It kind of like changed the website would kind of like change colors based off of your mood. So basically we would make predictions of how we thought you were feeling, or think you were feeling on today, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, or whatever. And we would predict your emotions and play music based off of previous music you listened to, and kind of automatically curate playlists for you. And then also, like, some dope stuff we did was like the color of the website would like change with the mood that we've like predicted that you were feeling. So it was a super dope project. By the way, guys, the coding bootcamp I did was with, again, the name of the company is Grand Circus, and then the coding bootcamp I did was .NET C#, which is a backing coding camp, and it was awesome. So after the camp in 2017, so I graduated from that coding bootcamp August of 2017. And again, guys, like, I already had some tech experience, right, in my engineering, but this, like, coding bootcamp was different, right? Like, it was helping me and showing me how I could actually build anything I want that comes to mind. I just had to figure it out, but I just felt like coding gave me a little bit more freedom than engineering. Engineering is more strict, right? Like, you know, more life or death situations, and, you know, electrical engineering, if I build something that, you know, electrifies someone, that's not really cool. But, like, you know, there's more room for error, and I feel like creativity in computer science and specifically software development. So that was an awesome experience. And also with Grand Circus, 93% of their graduates actually get full-time jobs within 90 days of graduation. And I can tell you, those statistics are super true. This is a really great coding bootcamp, and they really do prepare you for the world. But yeah, after the coding bootcamp, I worked for a specific company here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I won't say their name, but I didn't have a good experience there. And it was in relation to the same thing that kind of happened to the university that I attended when I was here. Just related to, like, just, you know, racial issues and just other things too, like being disorganized and just all these different things. So I worked there for like 3 months, and then I stopped, and I kind of went into like this depression phase, guys, just being straightforward. And I was just like, okay, God, like, what is it that you actually want me to do? Because now I'm confused, right? So I already know that school isn't working out. So I decided not to go back to college. This was my last semester of college was May 2017. Then I did the coding boot camp, graduated from that August 2017. I was just trying to figure out, okay, Lord, like, where is it that I'm supposed to be? And so for the following year, which is this year, 2018, in January, I decided to enroll in a program called Spring GR. And Spring GR is a program, and Spring GR stands for Spring Grand Rapids, but basically it's a grassroots training program that helps entrepreneurs build their business from the ground up, from step one to step 59. And it's an awesome program here in Grand Rapids. And they partner you, so basically it's a 10-week program. Yeah, 10 weeks. They give you an instructor. Shout out to Zena Patillo. She was my instructor. And they also give you a mentor. My mentor, his name is Chris Mathis. And, it was just a phenomenal experience. But also, I think it was a challenge for me during that time because I was just kind of like going through like this depression and just trying to figure out, you know, who am I? What am I called to be? So I kind of felt like I did not, even though I was learning a ton in the course, I did not take it full as much of an advantage as I felt like I could have. Although everything still happens for a reason, but that's still no excuse. I did that program, and that was just really just an interesting time. So that was earlier this year, you know. So that program was from like January to, I think, May of 2018. It was like 10 weeks. And I also remember during that time, I was really battling whether or not I wanted to go back to Tuskegee and finish my bachelor's degree. So I'm going back and forth with myself, going back and forth with God, like, okay, Lord, like, okay, I'm doing this entrepreneurship program because I do believe that you're calling me towards this. But, you know, Tuskegee, you know, I've already done 3 years there, 3, you know, engineering internships successfully because of this institution. It was, you know, my very comfortable backup plan, to be very straightforward with you guys. Then one day I remember I was sitting with my mentor, Chris Mathis, and my husband, Omar Waller. We were at a coffee shop here in Grand Rapids, and I remember looking at Chris, and he looked at me, and he basically said, like, you need to make a decision. Like, okay, we're here, you're doing this entrepreneurship thing, you're talking about going back to school, you need to make a decision. And I do know what happened. I was going to say I don't know what happened. But that day, when sitting at that table at the Shuler's Bookstore here in Grand Rapids, Michigan on 28th Street, I just remember feeling this overwhelming peace. And I remember hearing God say, you are going to be an entrepreneur. And I had so much peace. And before I told Chris, before I told my husband, I just kept that moment to myself, I think for like a couple of weeks between me and God. Because my husband and I, we were planning to, you know, move back to Tuskegee and do all these things. So I was like, okay, Lord, how am I going to break it to my husband that I really don't want to move? And, you know, I've already been going back and forth and we're trying to make a plan and all this good stuff. But God really worked it out. And this summer, right, so this is all happening this year in 2018. I was applying for scholarships during this time and all that type of stuff. But after that moment with my mentor and with my husband the day at the coffee shop, I decided no more. So I actually dropped my classes. I think I dropped them way before I even told Omar. Or no, I told Omar and then I dropped my classes. Dropped all my classes. But remember, guys, before then, I was applying to all these scholarships. And I remember that same week, no, it was a week later after I met with my mentor that day. A week later, that Tuesday, my aunt passed away, unfortunately. So rest in peace to Auntie Alicia Holloway. But then later on that afternoon, I get an email and I got $1,000 scholarship to go to Tuskegee. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you told me to be an entrepreneur, but I just got this, you know, $1,000 scholarship for school. You know, what is it that you're trying to tell me? And then the next day, guys, previously I had applied to this pitch competition, with this organization called Start Garden. They're an incubator space here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so they were hosting this huge competition for entrepreneurs, and they were picking 100 businesses to compete for $20,000. So they had people from all over, like, you know, from all over the place who were applying for this competition to be in the, to make it to the first round, the top 100. So the day after my aunt dies and the day after I win the $1,000 scholarship for school, I make it to the first round of that this business pitch competition by the organization Start Garden here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And at this point, I'm just super emotional, right? My aunt died. I've already dropped my classes, but I won a $1,000 scholarship for school. And then I made it to the first round of this business pitch competition. And you guys, for this competition, they gave me $1,000. And they said, so part of the competition was you make it to the first round, you get $1,000. But then for this 100 of us, all of us would compete for $20,000. And we would compete for 20 grand on July 10th in 2018. But I'll get to that in a second. And so, you know, at this point, I'm just like, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? Because it looks like both paths are kind of working out. But I knew he called me for entrepreneurship, so I just took the course. So what I did was, and remember, all my classes and stuff are canceled, you know, all this type of stuff by then. But I remember after I won the $1,000 for the Start Garden competition, I emailed the scholarship fund where I got the $1,000 for to go back to Tuskegee. I emailed them and I said, you know, I'm no longer going to Tuskegee because I'm starting a startup company and I just made it to the first round for this demo day pitch competition. And you guys, get this. The company, the scholarship foundation, where I was originally supposed to return back to Tuskegee, they emailed me back and say, oh, no worries, just keep the $1,000 for your business. Yes, my friends. I know people say, you know, whatever they want to say, but you guys, let me tell you something. God is real, and he is here, and he is and is always looking out, y'all, like always looking out, and I just remember like looking up in the sky, like, dang, God, like, you really want me to trust you. And I did. And I just moved forward. And so now I had $2,000 for a business that I really didn't have the structure for, really. I mean, I was still in ideation phase. And so after they gave us the $1,000 for the Start Garden competition, we had 3 months to get ready for July 10th, which is where we would demo our startup. So we would like have a table and all 100 businesses would be there and there'd be judges and they'd be judging us and all that type of stuff. And yeah, guys, that was just such a wild experience. And remember, all this stuff happened just this summer. So from April 2018 to July 2018, I'm hustling, grinding, trying to figure out what it is I want to do. And then, guys, something happened. I went to a festival in Detroit, Michigan, called the Naturally Fly Hair Festival. It's an annual festival every year. If you're ever in Michigan in the summer, ever out near Detroit, make sure you go and check out Naturally Fly. And I went to this festival, and at this festival, guys, there was a particular event that they were hosting. It was called a product swap party. And this is how I got the idea for my business. But basically, a product swap party is when women or people, whoever, are at the event, bring products from their home and they bring it, put it on a table, and they allow other people to come and just take products for free. So it's basically products, hair products, whatever that people didn't want, they put it on a table and people just come up and grab it. And I started to, when I went to the party, I looked at the products on the table and I said, huh, you know, these products are really nice. You know, these are some nice brands out here. And I look at the table and, noticed that there were some awesome brands, but then I started to think, like, okay, if people are willing to take random products from people they don't know, like good brands, right, I bet you they're willing to pay for it. So that's how I got the idea for Shopadora.com. And so basically we are a digital marketplace where consumers can buy or sell gently used cosmetics, so hair care, makeup, and skincare products. And the website is shopadora.com, by the way. So S-H-O-P-A-D oraa.com, shopadora.com. So yeah, that's how I got the idea for shopadora.com. But you guys get this, that was the last 5 weeks of the 100 Ideas competition. So I completely changed my business. I had been working on Adora, remember, from like January 2018, all the way up to when I found out I won the first round of the competition in April 2018. The last 5 weeks of the competition, before July 10th, 2018, I completely changed everything. Business model, research, everything. After I got the idea that day, I researched for like literally the next 5 weeks straight up into the competition, trying to make sure I did my market research. What's my total addressable market? What's market validation? You know, all these different things, doing customer discovery. From that point where I left the festival, I would go to the local mall here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Woodland Mall. And so I work a part-time job at the library. And so what I would do is, after I got off work from the library in the summer, I would go to Woodland Mall from the time I got off around like 5 p.m., get to the mall by 5:30. And I would stay at the mall from 5:30 until they closed or until the police kicked me out. And I would talk to every and any person who I thought was my customer. And within 10 days, I talked to over 100 people and I validated my idea. And so that really proved to me that, okay, so trusting in God, trusting in Jesus is awesome. That's great. And he wants me to continue to do that. But this hard work needs to be consistent and I need to be obsessed with my customer. So I continue to do those things. And yeah, so that kind of just gave me like a lot of my market research that I then presented on July 10th, 2018 at demo day for, and it was just a phenomenal, overwhelming experience. You guys, over 2,000 people were there. There were so many judges, and I stood up for 3 hours and I pitched over and over to over 100 plus people who would be asking me questions, coming up to my table. You know, this wasn't just like a regular demo day where it was just judges and you only have 3 minutes to be on stage. You had to pitch to different judges, but also completely and repeatedly pitch to other random people who were like from all over. You never knew who anyone was when they came up to your table. And you know, guys, that night was just so just amazing and it's so exciting. And even to this day, it gives me chills to, you know, that I completed something like that and, you know, participated in that event. It was awesome. And you guys, I'm very happy and proud to say that that night I won. I was one of the 10 winners that won $20,000 for my startup company. And another thing, guys, super dope thing, I was like the only woman of color on stage. So I thought that was, well, actually, no, I wasn't the only woman of color. I was the only African-American woman. So I was proud of that. You know, that was dope. But I was the only startup company, guys, that I was the only startup company that was in ideation phase. So like everyone else had a product. Everyone else had something that was working or had been in business for definitely way longer than me. Definitely more than 5 weeks. And I felt like that. I feel like that's something to be proud about. Like I pitched to judges, to industry experts, won $20,000, and I completely changed my idea in the last 5 weeks. That just goes to show to you that hustle and grind and consistency and being passionate and focus is just everything. And that's what I'm just trying to continue to strive for. And so, yeah, today is December 2018. I'm constantly pushing Adora Company, aka shopadora.com. And yeah, just looking for, you know, right now I'm kind of like focused on building our marketing and partnering with influencers to kind of get our name out there and kind of showcase our process and how people can like buy and sell products. So so say you have like hair care products at home, you're like, oh, I don't use them, or makeup products, because right now, yeah, makeup products, we you know, we'll take those items and we will pay you cash for those items. So I think that's pretty dope. And so right now I'm just really focused on like exposing the brand more, right? Because that's like the biggest struggle I feel like for startup companies is like getting to people to actually know how your process works and know who you are. But yeah, guys, you know, this week has just been this year has just been so amazing to see what, like, you know, all that Christ can like just do, right? Like when you literally trust in him, And then, yeah, just to see what consistency and hard work can do, just being straightforward with you guys. Like, I can only be myself in this podcast, and like, here further out, of course, this podcast will be strictly about, like, you know, technology and entrepreneurship. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be a woman in tech spaces, what it's like to be a woman of color, or someone who identifies as a woman of color or identifies as a woman. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, issues and things that are going on in the news, but I want everything to be specifically catered around tech, of course. You know, I won't just be on here preaching, but I just kind of really just wanted to share a little bit about my story and who I am, so you guys can, you know, when you're listening to this podcast, you can see through the lens of who I am. And I just want to be transparent with you guys, and just continue to share my story and the different experiences I've had. Also, another quick add on before I go, this year I was able to become an Apple, like the company Apple 2018 Worldwide Developer Scholar. So I got to attend their conference because I won a hackathon with Third Grade Marshall College Fund in Durham, North Carolina during the summer of 2018 and competed and won. I learned how to build an iOS mobile application in 5 days. It was crazy, but it was awesome. And my team won, and we got to go to San Jose, California and meet Tim Cook. So guys, like, I'm trying to tell you, like, God is always moving, and there's just so many opportunities that he has out there for me and for you. And I just, and also another thing I want to do on this podcast is not just share my story, but share opportunities for you in your startup company. So tomorrow, AKA today, December 28th, I'm going to share an opportunity with you guys for your startup. So every week I'll be like talking about like a conference you should attend, or like a venture capital firm that you should look into, or even like a pitch competition somewhere in the United States. Because since that's where I am, so I'll be talking about opportunities specifically here in the States. But yeah, guys, I just want to be straightforward with you guys and share my experience, and also feature other women, and just people in general in tech and who are doing some awesome, bomb, dope things. So thank you guys for listening. And yeah, look forward to creating more podcasts. And I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Again, this is Ariana Waller with Women in Tech.